Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this very important Friday broadcast. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. It is the 14th day of November 2008. Seems as if 2008 just began a couple days ago. And when we blink our eyes, or even in the twinkling of an eye, it will be 2009. And we will have the president-elect Barack H. Obama become the new Caesar, the new figurehead of the collapsing Anglo-American empire. But it's being collapsed by design into the greater world empire openly run by the banks of the planet, the few select families that own them. Even people in our own alternative media movement, most of them keep saying the bailout is failing. It's not working. It's working beautifully. It's a takeover. The war on drugs, triple the heroin, double the cocaine, more people in prison, more cops getting killed, more citizens getting killed, more robberies, more crime. It's working beautifully. Public schools aren't broken. They're not broken. They're working exactly as they were designed to. The border isn't broken. It's meant to be wide open. It's only meant to keep slaves in. They want more slaves to come. So we'll break all of this down for you today. Phil Berg is joining us. We had him on a few times during the campaign, but now I want to learn directly from him, and I'm sure the listeners do, exactly what happened at the Supreme Court, what happened at other courts, what happened to other lawsuits, pointing out that they would not release the original birth certificate. They said, well, it has a Social Security number on it. Well, black that out. But see, that too is a red herring, because birth certificates today don't have Social Security numbers on them. In the past, you got a Social Security number when you went into the workforce at 14, 15, 16 years old. I know when I got one when I was 13, because I started working at a regular animal vet. Later, I worked for large animal vet, but that part doesn't matter. The point is, when I was 13, I got a job at a regular vet in Dallas part-time, so I went and got my Social Security card. Had to have that to prove I wasn't an illegal alien. But of course, that's all selectively enforced. Government gives the illegal aliens fake ID numbers, fake Social Security numbers, or citizens' numbers. That's in the Dallas Morning News today. Yes, the government, I suddenly have Ebonics speaking today, the government hired illegals almost exclusively to build the border fence, which they never built. It was designed to fail. Has giant four-foot walkways, quote, for wildlife and water to drain through. It's a complete joke. They're laughing at us. Can you hear them? But I'll get into all of that today. My mind is spinning. There's so much I want to talk about. I watched an hour while I was getting ready for the radio show today. An hour. They're ongoing right now. It's absolutely riveting. I watched an hour of the four-hour hearings that started at 9 a.m. this morning, Central. I guess 10 a.m. Eastern, with the subcommittee that Dennis Kucinich chairs, with Neil Cash and Kerry up there before him, and Congressman Issa and others just tore him apart, and it was some of the most amazing congressional testimony I've ever seen. I mean, it put Watergate to shame in the intensity and the importance and the reality. So we're going to play some clips of that coming up later, and I'm going to talk about it when we get back. Stay with me.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To recount the entire saga, the quest that Phil Berg was on, trying to ferret out the real name of Barack Obama. Barack Obama is not his name. To ferret out where he was really born, who his father really is. He'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. Live the last 30 minutes of the show. I have a really interesting gentleman coming on with ideas about how to get the word out about the New World Order, 9/11, the whole global police state. Pretty successful salesman and marketer in his own right. Daryl Rundis will be joining us for 30 minutes today. By the way, we have some really big guests next week. I'll just leave it at that, and you will see who's popping in on the show. But next week is certainly going to be very informative. And, of course, don't forget, I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., with the abbreviated Sunday edition. We are here live 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., and then back on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. I have a lot of very important news in front of me today. But coming up in a few minutes, I do want to talk about the Oversight Committee on the economy that Dennis Kucinich, now the Democrats, have swept the House and Senate. He's one of the few good Democrats And by good, I disagree with some of his policies, but he's the real deal. And he does fight tyranny, and he voted against the bailout, one of the few Democrats that did, with a lot of Republicans. Kind of like Ron Paul's one of the few Republicans to vote against the war, or the warers. But he had Neil Kashkari before him. And so I watched an hour of this morning, in between reading the financial publications. And I was almost late getting to the studio because I was still at my house where I get ready watching this. And so I don't have the clips for you because this was just now live. It's still ongoing. And by the time I got to some of the lesser members on the committee, it became a bit milquetoast. But the first three speakers, Kucinich, Issa, and then I forget his name. We'll pull it up. The black congressman from Cummings from Maryland, he was really powerful. And it wasn't an act. The guy started getting tears in his eyes, and he said, look, everybody's losing their houses in my constituency. They're begging me. They're begging me. And Kashkari just laughed it off and just said, look, they don't get any of the money, and just threw it in their face and said, I direct you to the bill. You gave us the power. And Kucinich goes, that's right. Congress gave you omnipotent power. But Kucinich said the contract, the bill, is a fraud because even though there's a provision in there for unlimited power and no oversight, you stated in the bill that you were going to go in and buy up mortgages and then reduce their price. And Kashkari said, well, we're not doing that now. It's just unbelievable. I couldn't believe that it was like Alex Jones was Dennis Kucinich, Issa, and Cummings. I mean, it's the exact questions I would have been asking. In fact, it was better questions than I would have asked, probably. And the way they just said, you're not answering the questions. You're dancing around this. You're lying. How dare you come in here? And Kashkari had this arrogant look on his face, and this he was fighting back a smile. It's fun to them to rob people. It's fun. So I'm going to cover this at the bottom of the hour because this is so big. I don't want to just run into it with a rant. I've been writing some notes here during the breaks of all the points I want to cover. The bottom line is this. The bailout is not failing. You got that? It is doing exactly what it was meant to do. It is not a bailout. The $700 billion, as I told you 5 weeks ago, was only the beginning. The real issue was the unlimited power it gave the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Now, obviously, Congress could get tricked into passing a bill that said that black people were slaves again. It wouldn't be followed. It would be overturned. It would be an unconstitutional law. It would be an abhorrent law. It would be, under the organic common law, the God-given rights, a fraud. And it's the same thing with this. And remember, the bill got up to about 600 pages, 500 and something with some addendums. And that's why they had all these different versions bouncing back and forth. And then they would always take a day to finally put it out on the internet or on the House site. It was only the committees. And they would throw Democrats. They would throw Republicans out. We had Bonner on. We had several other congressmen. We had the congressman on from Fort Worth, Republican, who was thrown out of the committee meetings. They weren't allowed to see what was happening. And then they were given 3 hours after it was published on that Friday to pass it. And I said, folks, they haven't published it. Congress just got a copy. We can't see it. But I guarantee you the provisions that were in every previous copy for the last 2 weeks, the provision of this can't be reviewed. If the Treasury wants, it can appoint its own group to write a report. And that's exactly what they've done. They hire an underling to write a report. But if they don't want to, they don't have to give anybody anything. And guess what? That was in there. But see, being lawyers at the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, not just economists and crooks, they knew. They knew. that it didn't matter if there were all these other clauses in there that Kucinich was reading to him about, you've got to use the money to literally give the money to banks to forgive part of the mortgages. You've got to loan this money out. You must loan it out at low interest rate. At no more than 2 points above prime. And Kashkari just said, hey, but did you read this section? Where it then has the sharecropper clause, the fine print, says, if we want to. All of what you've heard earlier is just the sense of what we're currently planning. This could change at any time. We can do whatever we want, and it's unlimited. We can issue tens of trillions. You know, when Bloomberg came out with their financial analyst and said, well, looks like $5 trillion, and Ron Paul said, yeah, it lists about $5 trillion in things they want to do here, and they've already spent $5 trillion. Now, over $2 trillion of that, as of 2 weeks ago, the stuff we got Monday was already a couple of weeks old. As of a few weeks into this, and we're five plus now, but the numbers we're getting are a few weeks old, so it's much more now. Over $2 trillion is just gone. And they say to Congress, you will not be told where it went. Then they go on TV, and they have press conferences, Kashkari and Paulson and the rest of them, and just say, hey, we have total transparency, total taxpayer protection. Every dime of this is accounted for. And that's what you see on Fox and CNN and MSNBC and CNBC. This morning, I'm getting off the treadmill. I'm going to go in and just research news. But the hearings start a little after 9. And I'm watching CNN. And I notice that Kashkari spews 10 minutes of bull. And then as soon as they cut to the chairman after the opening statement, they never show Kucinich's opening statement, it cuts. And I go, let me go to CNBC. It cuts. Let me go to Fox. They cut. Let me go to all the other channels. They cut. So I flip over to C-SPAN, and there is the most incredible exposure of that criminal while he sits there suppressing a smile with a smart-ass look on his face. He needs to be arrested immediately, as Ron Paul has said, as the congressman has said. Little criminal. It's a good thing I wasn't there. I couldn't control myself, but the congressmen were seething. And rightfully so. They were looking at a crook, a sack of garbage. So look at CNN, Fox, all of them. They all tune away. They only show 90-plus percent of the time. I rarely see them showing what a chairman has to say anywhere or what the other committee people have to say. Riveting stuff, important stuff. They only show what the criminals in the administration, and now the administration of Barack Obama had to say, or the Bush administration, and their little corporate captains that are out running the different criminal operations. All right, I'm already getting into the story, but I'm going to recap it and go over all of it. It was just unbelievable. Look, we're playing these clips. It'll probably be later in the show today. If not, I'm going to post them all on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson's doing a story on it right now. You can watch the tail end of it on C-SPAN. He's recording it. I need listeners now to go grab clips, put it on the Alex Jones channel, the independent YouTube channel that puts my stuff up. We need, as quickly as possible, it's up to you guys, because Aaron and Rob and others were up here till 3 in the morning working on the new film we're making, so they're not going to get in until about noon. So I just don't have the staff to give the orders to. We're in there recording on the DVR in the office. They had it set to record this morning, so we have it. But I'm asking you, the listeners, go grab it, get it up as soon as possible on YouTube, and I will play the audio of it today. Tomorrow, I may just play hours of these hearings and just fade down Kashkari when he gives the same lying answers. Oh, yeah, he has equal time. And an hour into it, well, my point is I was climbing off the stair stepper, climbing off the treadmill. I got both. Point is, I'm climbing off to go in and do my work, and I keep watching. I go, wait a minute, they just cut away. They're not. All they showed was the statement. I want to hear what they have to say. And boy, was it powerful. So I've never seen such a swindle. Not in the history of the world have they been this bold.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 13, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 717.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $739.70, $369.85 for the half ounce, and $184.93 for a quarter ounce. That's $739.70, $369.85, and $184.93.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. When I think about the fact that Neel Kashkari goes before a government oversight committee in the House of Representatives and just arrogantly says, we're keeping the money. And I've never seen congressmen, and this wasn't an act, so visibly and physically, I haven't invented a new word, visibly and physical, physically, so visibly upset. They were shaken. Well, that's right. You were threatened with martial law if you didn't pass that sucker 5 weeks ago. And by the way, for people that don't understand the branches of government and how oversight works, the Bush administration would not be doing any of this, would not be acting as minions, as henchmen, as operatives for the overall global banking structure, if they hadn't been given the authorization to be doing this. If they hadn't been given the full go-ahead. Because they know that Barack Obama is coming into office. And so if you think that Barack Obama is going to punish this, if you think Barack Obama is going to reverse any of this, you got another thing coming. They wouldn't have done this unless they knew they had the executive secured for another 4 years. That's what this robbery is all about. That's why tyrants want to be tyrants. It's so they can steal whatever they want, your pension funds, your land, your farms, your futures, so they can raise taxes on you, so they can control you, so they can steal tens of trillions of your own money and then give a little bit back to you and control your life. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. It's domestication. I mean, all these poor souls saying Barack Obama is going to change things, and he's already saying. And, I mean, I wish I could hope. I wish he was a good guy. I wish this nightmare would end. I wish I wasn't so concerned about my financial future and my family and this country and the world. I mean, I know these are crooks. I know these are ruthless, very dangerous people in control. The presidents are just their front men around the world. They're openly setting up world government in front of us. And I want off this ride, folks. You don't think I don't want to be in denial? You don't think that I'm not wishing this wasn't happening? Oh, I wish it was not happening. But it is. And so I can't engage in mental gymnastics and doublethink and lie to myself and tell me, what are we supposed to do? Just lie to ourselves and then just let this continue on down the road? Just let them do whatever they want? Well, the answer is, do we let them do what they want? They're saying it doesn't matter. They say we control the executive, we control the legislative, we control the judicial, we control the states, we control and created the international bodies that regulate world trade and commerce and finance, and we're going to expand our control and have it come out of the shadows into the open right now. That's all that's happening. They're unveiling it, but during a crisis. They stage the crisis, then they unveil their system. It's always the same. They stage a terror attack and announce, by the way, we're getting rid of the Bill of Rights, we're going to launch all these wars. They stage an economic collapse and then openly take over and set up world government run for and by the bankers after 100 years of the British Empire studiously building the mechanisms and the infrastructure and the architecture and the superstructure of this. And now here it is. We've been inside the New World Order for a long time. It's how deep are we going to get into it? How far along in their plans? We're under world government right now. It's just we're going into the end game now, ladies and gentlemen. So make no mistake, the government is unified. The committee chairman of the major committees, the majority of the social climbing governors, who've been selectively picked because they've sold people out over and over again, both parties. The regional governorships that have already usurped most state control. The international bodies, the IMF, the World Bank, the Exim Bank, the OECD. It's all coming out of the closet now. They're taking off the gloves. They're showing you what they're all about. Look at this. G20 shaping a new world order. That's CNN Money today. We'll come back and more into the incredible committee hearing I was watching this morning and then the big meeting coming up this weekend as the world government openly sells itself to the slaves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the waiting world? Oh, mother. Mother. Tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words.
Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say. Mother. Mother. Can you keep them in the dark for life?
Can you hide them?
Can you hide them from the waiting world?
Oh, mother.
Now the New World Order is taking the American people down. Now they're going to show you their world. Oh, this isn't a game. It's not a drill. It's not a joke. You got one life to live. Make sure you decide which side you're on. All right, let me get into that meeting that I was watching today, that congressional hearing that Dennis Kucinich was chairing in his oversight subcommittee that he's over. None of the major committees would actually ever have any real issues unless Ron Paul, who is on the main banking committee, and moving up in seniority, he's right next to the chairman, the Democratic chairman now. He's the lead Republican with a lot of power on that committee. So you do see, you know, 4 or 5 minute injections of reality from him, but that's about it. But with this committee, again, the first three congressmen that spoke, it was amazing. Issa from California, of course, Kucinich, and Cummings from Maryland, all three really brought up key issues. And so that's coming up later on the show, and Paul Watson is doing a story on it. But the big issues here, let me just run through them, are, A, on every news channel, they let Neil Kashkari, the little criminal running the $5 trillion theft so far, they let him have a statement and then cut away, so he had to go to C-SPAN, which a lot of cable systems don't even carry now. So you had that going on, and then you had Kashkari just arrogantly saying the same thing over and over again. Well, we had to change it to prop up the financial system from collapse. And they said, but wait a minute. The banks are bragging themselves. They're using this as cash bonuses and to buy other healthy banks. And Kashkari wouldn't respond. And they got madder and more angry and more frustrated. And then Kucinich would read to him the subsections that said they had to do this and that. And Kashkari would say, well, you know about this subsection, though, that says that if we want, we don't have to. So I got to read a whole contract. Well, they couldn't. It was a 500, almost 600 page bill. And we did get to read the earlier versions. And sure enough, the bad stuff was in the later version. That's what they do. These committees, the committee chairman wrote it in secret with the lobbyist, the banking lobbyist, with the Goldman Sachs execs, conferring literally with Kashkari. He was the guy on the Hill. He helped write the thing, and he said, yeah, it says in the subsections we're going to help the American people, but that ain't happening now, Jack. And the reason he's arrogant, and the reason Bush is arrogant, the reason Barack Obama is arrogant, is because they know, the executive has been told, you will be protected by the banks and by the media. And so go ahead with the swindle. The big boys are stealing $5 trillion. It's already, that much has already been stolen in 5 weeks. And that's numbers almost 2 weeks old. We get them every 2 weeks. We're about to get new numbers next week. That's what they're telling us. $5 trillion 3 weeks in. We're now 5 weeks in. But again, we have two-week-old numbers. $5 trillion. I mean, the government's budget now is $3 trillion. Defense budget alone is $1 trillion. The whole GDP of the country isn't much more than that every year. You understand what's happening? The banks, Wall Street is eating everything. They are gobbling everything. Remember, the derivatives black hole, the currency, all of the swaps, all these little scam instruments, when those had value, it was always fiat. They bought up real assets. And then they leverage those fiat assets and loan them as AAA rated gold, as the best investment in the world. And Issa, who's really sharp, I think he's frankly more articulate than with the minutia than even Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul's smart and doesn't bring out all the fine minutia, but I've been studying this quite a bit. And man, Issa was like, I want to get him on, just absolutely hammering him about how this was all garbage and how the government was buying AAA rated crud that is just made up garbage. And Kashkari would say, no, it's AAA rated. It's gold. And literally just had an arrogant laughing at the congressman because he knows they're ceremonial, ladies and gentlemen. He knows that three army brigades, it isn't one, it isn't two, it's three main brigades and a whole bunch of other units. You read the original Army Times report. It said a new brigade. It was all about that new brigade coming for Homeland, the 3rd Infantry Brigade, the big mighty three, supposedly the Army's best killer unit for us. That's right, for Congress. That's the Praetorian telling Congress in Rome. That's Caesar saying, you do what I say, I'm looting it all. And then they announced the Air Force last week, two more brigades. And the Air Force was just reporting on support units from the Air Force bringing in Army brigades. And then they listed a bunch of other units. I mean, they are bringing the troops home, ladies and gentlemen, and they're bringing them home for active duty in the United States and in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Most of the 170,000 or so they've got in Iraq and the 200,000 contractors, they're going to Pakistan, they're going to Afghanistan, they're going to Eastern Europe, and they're coming home here. People keep living in denial, saying, our troops, they won't shoot at us. Our troops, oh, yeah? If there's total riots and a breakdown orchestrated, and then the globalists send out some hit teams to kill some troops, and people will be caught on surveillance camera, the bad guys will escape. They'll find one mental patient, white supremacist, to blame it on later. Literally, he'll be out of the state school, won't even be the guy. They'll kill a bunch of troops, put it on TV, and the troops will go completely crazy and mow the people down in a pleasure. I mean, how do the cops get the other police to attack American citizens in Dallas, Texas, or Austin, Texas, or Seattle, Washington, or Denver, Colorado, or Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota? They take an intelligence unit under federal orders, and they dress them up like anarchists, and they have them go out to a line of cops who are just like the general public, dumber than dirt on average. I'm not being mean. I mean, just, you're dumb. I'll tell you why you're dumb here in just a minute. And they throw bottles at them, and they hit cops in the head, and they knock their teeth out, and they bleed. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. You know when that film came out? December 99. Got the cops interviewed, the ones that weren't stupid. The detectives going, and then we found out it was our own cops. Then they order them to stand down while they're being hit with bottles and attacked. And then every time the cops try to rush and stop them, the commanders jump in front and say, no, 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 they're in on it. See, the whole thing about being a commander in the police is about lying to your force, dumbing them down, leading them, manipulating them. I'll never forget. I'll tell a story in a minute. The point is, they then attack the police. The police do. And then the news cameras shoot that for a few hours, put it out on national news. And then the police are told, okay, guys, you want to get them, get them. And the cops run up in rubber bullet families and pepper spray baby carriages. It's all on video. Portland, Oregon, Google it. And break women's collarbones with the clubs and stomp on women on the ground. It's all on, all in my Police State films. I mean, that's pretty mindless. I mean, do you like being like a bull and the your commanders put a red flag out in front of you, a red cape, and you run through it right into the sword? But instead of running into a sword, there's the American people behind the red cape. They just hang a red cape out, and then you go running after it, and then they pull the cape up, and you run right over a bunch of innocent Americans trying to save the country. I mean, you're stupid. You're dumb. I mean, I hope you're just dumb. I hope you don't all know, and you think it's fun to violate the First Amendment and to go out and set up families protesting the war, the police state, the open borders, all the stuff you do. I mean, I've got police in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, in the mini film, the 16-minute film, the extra called Battle for the Republic, where if you protest illegal aliens in Seattle or in other cities, the cops walk up and say, you're not allowed to protest while 50,000 illegal aliens take over the city. I mean, if you protest in any way, they walk over, and the police take your head, and they slam it in the ground, and they knock your teeth out, and the blood squirts all over the place. They bust your lips open, and then they laugh and let the illegal aliens come over and celebrate, and then they give high fives and claps with the illegal aliens, black cops, white cops, Hispanic cops. See, they know the job is kill America, kill free speech, attack it, hardcore, get it. I mean, who are you? I'm supposed to go along and say, you're the good guys? When everywhere I go, this is what I catch you doing? Shame on you. But you know what? You're going to pay. Your bosses are going to steal your whole future and your children's future. So go ahead and think you're on top of the world. Go ahead and think you're kicking the American people's butt for our own good. You're going to find out this isn't a joke. And I was going to tell a story, and then I wanted to finish that one so I didn't get to the other one. No, it doesn't even matter. Over and over and over again, and now it comes out in Denver. This is just the time they were caught. Because people videotaped it, brought it to the department, internal police who will be fired or killed or set up now said, yeah, it's true. They had cops, Denver Post, this is the police department admits this. Don't you try saying it isn't true. Denver Post. They had cops attack cops and then pull back, and then the cops attacked the crowd and arrested over 150 people. And that happened while I was at a rent-a-car place. Because all we had was an RV. We had to get a rent-a-car to run around town. But I talked to the eyewitnesses, the 9/11 truthers. They videotaped a lot of it. Then I saw similar things happen. But you're in a crowd. The cops hold you back. It looks like they're cops, but you can't prove it. So I said, well, maybe Denver cops did an okay job, because at least they didn't come up to any crowd with a sign and say you've got to be in a free speech zone. At least the general cops on the surface didn't violate the First Amendment. So I came on air and said Denver cops, for the first time ever that I can prove, didn't provocateur. We have eyewitnesses that say they saw Marine Corps vans pull up. The Marines openly put black uniforms on over their shorts and shirts. And then later it comes out that indeed did happen. And then they went and we heard there was a riot. And this is cat and mouse. And we got there right after it happened. And cops ran up and said, turn your cameras off. The one time they were out of line and said, don't be videotaping here. Now we know why they had just staged an event. So I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt, but of course I've never seen a force of a large city that doesn't hire provocateurs. And I don't mean provocateurs to mix in and you know, see what's going on. I mean, they go out and they will take Minneapolis, St. Paul on video. You see guys in black uniforms who have the build of cops, the body language. They're not drug addict anarchists, okay? They're not 5'6", 125 pounds. Big cops. I mean, so ridiculous. These big cops dressed up like anarchists run through the line and tump some stuff over and break it, and then the cops beat the hell out of all the innocent people and rubber bullet them and take them to jail and go crazy on the news. I mean, these big guerrilla cops, you know, on average about 6'4", 240 pounds, muscle-bound, come bashing through the cop line and then run back into the cop line. It's cops. A 5-year-old would know that. Just like in Austin when they had the Fortune 500 in 99. And I know I keep talking about this because it just goes to the fundamental basics of everything. And there's about 400 of us out there peacefully protesting the Fortune 500 that was meeting at the Four Seasons in Austin. And we were going to march from the Capitol, even got the stinking permit. By doing that, then they get to have the riot police out and act like you're criminals, because the feds just staged Seattle a few months before. And so we're out there, and I had the anarchists walk over and say, we're going to kill you. Not all the anarchists, the fed group. And I said, you work for the feds? He said, yeah, I do. See those guys on those buildings? We're taking this country over. When we do, we're going to kill you. I mean, they know. This was the older guy, one of the foundation handlers of the young people. And I went, whoa. And then I saw these big guys. I mean, one guy was like 6'6", probably weighed 280 pounds, NFL type, in a black mask with a bandana, shoving people, going, let's do something, let's break something. And then the other one was about 6 feet tall, probably weighed 240, giant cops. And I go, come on, cops. I said, we got cops over here, get out of here. And all of a sudden, the anarchists were tugging on my arm, going, leave him alone, Jones, leave him alone, Jones. I'm like, poking me with two fingers hard in the back, elbowing me, come on, Jones. Working with them. And I was just like, no, do not start trouble. And the news ran over, and all of a sudden, 50-something cops or more from across the street go, knock it off, Jones. They had commanders out there, and they come running across, knock it off, Jones. And they pull those two out, and 5 minutes later, put two more in. It was so ridiculous. Two giant meatheads. Because, you know, they're scared of the crowd, so they only put in the toughest volunteers to be with the hardened foundation criminals. The little intelligence operatives, who are all Marxist-Leninist, but their cover is that they're a anarchist, and they always are shipped in. This is in my film. It's admitted. They have these Ford Foundation funds flying these squads around of anarchists to then start fights. But if they don't do it, they just have the cops do it. And the cops always stand down and let the anarchists scurry off, and they'll be housed in a government building, and police cars protect them. It's all on video. That's your government, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not your government. It's a criminal group there to violate the First Amendment and suppress and chill free speech to make sure the foreign banks get to loot the whole country dry. Now, I want police who aren't part of this to put up or shut up. Go research what I'm saying. Find out it's all true if you don't know. Again, I'm hoping you're just stupid or uninformed or ignorant. I'm hoping that all of you don't know about this and just think it's funny. I mean, enlighten me. In major metropolitan departments, is this just common policy that you want to destroy free speech and destroy America and destroy your children's future? I mean, no, I don't think you know about it, at least most of you. I mean, I can't believe you're that immoral. All right, more on the incredible hearings I watched today. I mean, Kashkari just saying, yeah, we're keeping all the money, we're not telling you where it went, and we're giving you no answers, and we've stolen $5 trillion, ha, ha, ha. We'll be right back.
Question, is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question,
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals.
Sealed, portable, and will last for years.
Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bio terrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on Global Shortwave, and the Internet at JonesReport.com and TruthNews.us. All right, gold is up $10.10 today. It was up about $6-$7 as of last night, so that's close to $20 in the last 2 days, or around $17 in 2 days. People marvel that it's even this low right now, but that is an artificial depression of commodities as people that were speculating in them dump, liquefy everything, to try to cover margin calls and to keep their companies and businesses and homes from going under. But every market analyst, even mainline that I see or talk to, says by next summer, gold, oil, everything is going to skyrocket. Regardless, they're setting up a new monetary system this weekend, a basket of world currencies regulated openly by a private group of banks. I'm going to cover that next hour. Phil Berg's coming on as well. I mean, here is CNNMoney.com today. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have a link to this if you want to find it. G20 shaping a new world order. And they admit it is a new... In fact, the quote I was seeing this morning on CNN, let me pull up the exact thing mentally. It was... global banking governance. What was the term? They called it a banking world governance. That was it. Banking world governance. And governance is government. I mean, they're just openly saying world government by the banks. Just off the charts. Now, Phil Berg's coming up at, the five after. So I want to bring Ted up briefly for this segment and the next. But, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, gold's back up right now, and it may go down again before it goes back up. But this is the time to be buying gold and silver before it races back up. They're talking about global currency devaluations. The minute that happens, unified currency devaluation, that translates to unified world inflation, where the bankers manage everything and design everything to implode economies. The bankers want to implode your economies. They kept begging Kashkari, the committee chairman, others, don't you want to help the people? We're going to have socialism. Shouldn't it go to the people, not to foreign banks? The bankers want historically to set you up to blow you out. That's where they get real assets. All right, I could talk forever. I want to bring Ted up. Ted, you've got gold from the price it was, 3 days ago when it was, $25, $30 less than it is now. So you pass on that savings. Gold is being sold at a premium everywhere because they're manipulating the market down, trying to hold it down, but then physical supplies are, most brokers are sold out. You can pull it up for yourself. Ted has it with no premium. In fact, he has it at lower than the price it's currently selling at. Ted, give us the offer.
Yeah, I can tell you right now at this particular time, I've got British sovereign coins. And I did. I picked these up when gold was at trading between 710 and 720, and right now gold is at 751. So I'll give you an idea where this is at.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, since I hit refresh, it's gone up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so here we are looking at gold right now. The British sovereigns are 228. Last time I made an offer on those, British sovereigns were at 241. So they're down by almost $20. The franc coin right now, I picked those up at 187. 187 as it compares to the price of 198. So you're saving $11 a coin on those. Multiply that by five. That's how much there is in, price per ounce. So we also have the $10 Liberties and $10 Indians, like we talked about, both at really, really low prices and comparatively in the marketplace. You can't find them anywhere else.
1-800-686-2237. Gold is scarce. Silver is scarce. It's selling for, in some cases, 50% premiums just for bullion. Not here, ladies and gentlemen. You have it at below any markup. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.